Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I thank you for me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. And I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byways with The Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today, and I hope it continually to be well with you and yours. I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock, and we are implementing prayer at the beginning of our program. And so, without any further ado, I'm asking those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we will now go into prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know this earthly soil is not our home, but you have prepared light and way, hallelujah, for those that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command. A mansion that's not built by the hand of man, but you are its creator. You are its chief craftsman. And until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay on tonight, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank all of you that are out there in my live podcast listening audience on tonight. I thank you so graciously tuning in again on tonight. And you know, I've been on a roll here, as you have found out. I'm on a roll for God. And I've been coming on nightly. I hadn't done that in quite a while. But you know, I never get tired of working for my Savior. Never get tired of adding bricks to my heavenly mansion. For according to your works will be according to your crown. So just know that everyone will not get the same crown. Because if you don't put in the work, guess what? You don't have that starry crown. Some of us will have many crowns. Some will have fewer crowns. But God says that your work down here will determine your spiritual destination. And I just want you to get a good seat and get close to your radio dial on tonight. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm not going to, you know, get too rowdy. I've had church all out in my front lawn, in my driveway on today. You know, I've just met new set of people that know Christ, and I'll tell you, we just had a ball right outside. We had it on the camp meeting ground. I mean, we just had church on today, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I had an estate sale on today, and so different one was coming up and looking at the items that I had. And so during that process, I introduced who I was, and they introduced who they were, and it just went off from there, and God met us. And I'll tell you, we just had a praise party on today. So I'm still on full. Hallelujah. And I just thank God because, you know, God is so worthy to be praised. We can't even begin to thank God, hallelujah, enough. It's just the word enough is an embarrassment because we can never praise God too much. But whatever we do for Christ, I believe that God is really happy. I believe that he's pleased because I know that when praises go up, blessings come down. And, you know, blessing the name of God should be of the norm in your everyday life with God. We should not miss one day giving God praise, even if it's in the shower. You know, if it's in your quiet mind, on your knees, just driving along the highway in the car, you know, we should always be mindful to give God praise. And all that we do, he said, acknowledge him, and he shall acknowledge. I mean, I'm sorry, he shall direct our path. So it's essential that we give our Heavenly Father praise in all things, whether it might be good or not so good, whether small or grand, give God his just due, and that is thanks. And you'll be glad that you did. And as I first stated, I thank those of you that so kindly tune in again on tonight. Hallelujah. And those of you that desire prayer, you desire the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most welcome at the conclusion of this program to call in. And I'm going to read those numbers on the monitor. And our first number is 646-230-74. Our second toll-free number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-230-74. Our toll-free number, 877-598-8654. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, you're most certainly welcome to call in. If you have any comments you'd like to express, or anything that God put on your heart to present unto the old ship of Zion, you're most welcome to do so. Because we do things decent and in order. Hallelujah. And so now, without any further ado, I'm going to go on into my scheduled program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight entitles Aging Gracefully, Grow in Wisdom. I'm going to say that one more time. Aging gracefully, grow in wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our first key scripture is coming out of the law of Psalms 139:14. And it reads like this. I will praise you, for I am wonderfully. I don't have my glasses on, so just excuse me on tonight. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's in the law of Psalms 139:14. Hallelujah. And we know that many people try to reverse the aging process. And they try to do so. Those with wrinkles, they get facelifts. While others have injections to remove the unwanted facial lines. We find out behind this current is the notion that an aging face in our today's society is unacceptable. But not everyone feels that way. We find out that an elderly woman being interviewed on a television program was asked, "Do you like your face?" She responded with a conviction. Her response was, "I love my face, the face that God gave me, and I accept it happily." We know that in the law of Psalms 139, we find out that David expressed the conviction that his entire being had been and was fashioned by God, and therefore is worthy of acceptance. He prayed, "I will praise you, hallelujah, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made," verse 14. He also believed that God fashioned all the days of his life, verse 16. And I would encourage you, you and you and you out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight, instead of fighting a losing battle against our waning ageful appearance, we should concentrate on cultivating inner qualities that will last forever. And one key attribute is a lifelong faith in God, who's reassured his people even to your old age and even to your gray hairs. "I will carry you," in the law of Isaiah 46:4. We know that time may wrinkle the skin, but worry, doubt, hate, and the loss of ideals wrinkles the soul. And as we gracefully accept the passing of years, God will smooth out the wrinkles of our soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that the wrinkles on a time-worn face can be symbols of God's grace. If through our laughter and our tears, his love has freed us from our fears. Hallelujah. And we know that when you let God's love fill your heart, it will show on your face. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And our second key scripture is coming out of the law of Psalms 90:12. And it reads like this. "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." That's found in the law of Psalms 90:12. And you know, we call life's old years the sunset years. But you might ask, are they really? Are they really that rosy, you may think? For some, they are not. But for many others, even Christians in our today's world, the sunset years may become cloudy with bitterness or despair. And I would suggest to minimize this, we'll make it our goal early in life to get the right focus. Hallelujah. One man had wrote, he said that I do feel an increased sense of responsibility to this future self and to all those who cross my path. What kind of old man will I be, given the chance? The answer to that question depends largely on the kind of person I am right now. As I have observed contented older people, I've learned that it is our focus more than our feelings that determine the sort of people we are. There was one individual whom testified that he had visited a godly woman in her 90s who was feeling her age in every joint and organ. Old age ain't for sissies. She groaned honestly. Then, as always, her groans gave way to praise for God's goodness. A focus of gratitude began early in life. Parted the clouds and let the sun shine through. And I want to ask you and you that are out there in my podcast live audience on tonight, what is your focus today? Regardless of your feelings, is it one of gratitude for Jesus and his gift of eternal life? And if that be so, you'll grow sweeter as you grow older. We can be young and hard in mind. To others, we can yet be kind. Sing song of praise to God through tears and grow in grace through all our years. I'd like to ask you, what you will be tomorrow depends on the choice you make today. Hallelujah. And we also know that the Bible says in the law of Psalms 71 and 18, it reads like this: when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. That's found in the law of Psalms 71 and 18. We know that old age is the season when we can give ourselves to soul making, as the Quakers say. We can concentrate on getting to know God better and cultivating character traits that makes us more like him. We find out that age breaks down our strength and energy and strips us of our busyness. It's God's way of getting us to slow down so we'll take more time for him. We can think more dearly about life, about ourselves, and about others. Change is an inevitable part of life. We're being shaped every minute we live. Every thought, every decision, every action, every emotion, every response is shaping us into one kind of person or another. Either we're moving upward like to Christ, or away from him into some sort of caricature of the person God intended us to be. It's true, we lose something as we age, physically, strength, quickness, ageability, but think of the calm God gives us, the peace he leaves with us, the benefit of his salvation and his faithfulness to us. That's found in the law of Psalms 71 and 15. We know that old age is the best time to grow in grace and goodness, inner strength and beauty of character. The silver-haired head, the wise man said, is a crown of glory if it's found in the way of righteousness. That's found in the law of Proverbs 16 and 31. And we know that when wrinkles and weakness come with age, and life with this stress takes a toll, yet beauty and vigor can still be seen when Jesus gives peace to one's soul. So I would encourage you on tonight, you that are out there in my digital listening audience, grow up is what the young are told. Age gracefully when growing old. Hallelujah. And we also know that in the law of Luke 2 and 52, let us glimpse the glory and the humility of Christ Jesus. We find out that even as a young boy, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And as Jesus matured, he grew in wisdom and understanding of the nature of heavenly things and of his specific mission and purpose. We know that Luke shows him confounding the minds of the teachers as he sat in the temple listening to them and asking questions. These learned men were astonished at his understanding of the scripture. But as wise and mature as Jesus was, and though he was, hallelujah, was the beginning to comprehend who he was and the scope of his mission. He humbled himself when his parents scolded him for causing them to worry because he had been missing for several days. He submitted himself to their authority. We find out that Christian maturity results in greater wisdom, but that is not cause for pride or arrogance. On the contrary, as we increase in wisdom, we realize that our strength lies not in our ability, but rather in the ability of Jesus Christ, who lives within us. As we study the Bible, we'll find that meekness and humility, as well as wisdom, are attributes of Christian maturity. As Jesus increased our wisdom and our understanding of him, our stature in life may be elevated. People may look up to us and rely on our wisdom. We may grow in favor with God and man. But as a Christian man and woman, our strength and growth should be exemplified by meekness and humbleness, kindness and forgiveness toward others. That's the true sign of wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And before closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnetize your mind and impact your spirit as I have given unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. So until we come across these skyways and highways, you're most certainly encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the completion of these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. May God richly bless you, you and you. Till we meet again across these airwaves, you be blessed. Bye for now. While the music is playing, if you have any prayer petitions, you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio. Those numbers are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 877-598-8654, 646-200-3074. We welcome your call to the program. Hallelujah. Petitions, you still have time to enter the station. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers once again, 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Overseer Ward welcomes your call. If you have any prayer petitions, you'd like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the program. Thank you for allowing me to come across these airways on tonight, God. Bless your people, God. Open up doors, God, for them. Make ways for them, God. Doors that have been closed in their face, Father. Hallelujah. We'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bringing us in unity once again around this spectrum, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. You that are out there in the radio listen audience on tonight might feel that you're all alone. You're by yourself. But I want to encourage your heart on tonight that you are not alone. God loves you, number one. And Overseer Ward loves you, number two. We are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We will allow these selections, if there be no calls on tonight, no prayer petitions requested, we will allow these selections to bring our program unto is conclusive. Bye for now. Thank you.
Somebody say I'm a fine rat.
I feel deep inside.